Prison inmates on strike. It might sound odd, on strike from what, but that's part of their point. To bring attention to inmate labor, critically important to a number of businesses, license plates we know, but also furniture, clothing, food. Many inmates in the U.S. are required to work, and in Texas, where there are more than 150,000 prisoners, several dozen inmates in seven different prisons are on strike, protesting what they call inhumane living and working conditions. The action began last Monday when these inmates refused to leave their cells. But within a day, the state correction system imposed a lockdown so they couldn't leave anyway. So what's going on here? Erica Gammel heads the Prison Justice League, a nonprofit which advocates for Texas prisoners. Erica, tell us more about their demands.
The demands are a range of things that are actually just very basic demands. Some of them include improving the medical care that is currently provided to Texas prisoners, repealing a $100 copay that was instituted several years ago by the state legislature, things like reducing the use of solitary confinement.
So just to be sure we've heard you, the prisoners have to pay $100 copay for their medical treatment?
That's true. So several years ago, probably about 5 years ago, the Texas state legislature passed a bill that would require all prisoners who had the money into their trust fund accounts to pay a $100 copay before accessing medical services.
And where do they get that money?
Usually family members.
Yeah. Well, and they also introduced their complaints by saying they felt that they were the modern day slaves. Why? Talk about the work and their objection to the work.
I think their objection to the work is primarily that they're forced to work unless they have a medical restriction or other obligation that prevents them from working, and that they're unpaid for their work as well. But separately, there is a what's called the Texas Correctional Industries, which is an organization or an agency that contracts with state and local municipalities to contract with the prison labor system to provide all kinds of commodities that are sold and then benefit the state.
So be more specific. What kind of work inside the prison and what kind of work through this other program?
So the work that prisoners are engaging in really ranges. I mean, they take care of janitorial services. They do agricultural work, so slaughtering hogs, picking cotton. They also do work in other forms of production, such as assembling uniforms for prisoners, for correctional guards, and for other law enforcement agencies throughout the state. There's over 60,000 who engage in work on any given day throughout the system. And so they're working at the unit level, but they're also working through what I described earlier, which is the Texas Correctional Industries, to provide products that are later sold, and the profits are provided back to the state.
And not to the prisoners. Well, okay, you advocate for prisoners, but as you well know, the correction systems, not just in Texas but elsewhere, says that this kind of work is giving prisoners the ability to do something with their time. And we've met prisoners here in Massachusetts, for instance, who compete to get into some of the programs, for instance, training service dogs. But this kind of prison work acts as rehabilitation, job training, they're socialized, and they're paying back. They committed a crime.
Certainly that can – I'm sure people use that argument often, but I mean, they are engaging in work and it does have some benefit, like the ones you're describing. So socialization, potentially some benefit for when they're released from prison, although that's a whole nother story because many people can't get jobs because of a criminal conviction. But they're learning a skill set and they're getting out of their cells and that kind of thing. But they're not being paid. And I think that's, an anomaly around the country, that we're one of the only states that does not pay. And then second to that, the state is actually making money off of their labor. And I think that's really at the heart of the problem.
And let's repeat what you just said. In many states, prisoners do get paid a small amount of money, but do get paid for the work that they do.
That's right. So yeah. The nominal fee, starting at 7 cents to upwards to close to a dollar.
Yeah. Why do you think this protest is happening now?
Well, I think it could be linked to some of the other labor movements we've seen outside of prison, of course, where low-wage workers are demanding $15 an hour in a union, and linked to other social justice issues across the state, the Black Lives Matter movement. Prisoners are, we think that they're kind of put away and they don't get to of course, engage civically, but they do get this information and they are, I think, in parts inspired by some of the larger movements that we've seen across the nation.
That's Erica Gammel. She heads the Prison Justice League, a nonprofit that advocates for Texas prisoners. Dozens of them are on strike across seven units in Texas. Erica, thank you.
Thank you.